Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Would you be the jerk for accepting a family heirloom knowing it's being given to you instead of an adopted relative? We'll get into that in a bit, but first, am I the jerk for telling my wife that yes, my job is more important than hers, since without my job we couldn't afford this life? My wife works at a college housing. She's the person you get in touch if you have dorm issues and stuff like that. Overall, she doesn't make much, and due to this, she only pays for our groceries. We would actually be saving money if she was a stay-at-home mom instead of putting our youngest in daycare. So I pay for everything else, basically. We have a nice home and roots are planted in our area. My job is good and I'm moving up the ladder. The issue started when she wanted to switch jobs. At first I was okay with this, since she wasn't thrilled about her job. This changed when she applied to other schools outside of our state. She got a job a few states over that'll allow her to move up the ladder. Even if she got a promotion on the spot, it wouldn't be anywhere close to what I'm bringing in now. She told me she wants to take the job and I told her no, that it's a horrible idea. This started an argument. We're arguing back and forth and she kept saying my job is more important. I snapped and told her yes, my job is more important than hers, that my job is the only reason we can afford this quality of life. She called me a jerk and isn't speaking to me at the moment. I have a license to do my job. I most likely will not be able to practice in another state unless I get another license. So yes, there is a good chance I will not find a job if we move for a while. I'm gonna say personally, I think OP's pretty easily not the jerk here. It's not about themselves, it's about the family as a whole. There's nothing wrong with her having aspirations or dreams of getting this new job and moving somewhere, but it's just not realistic when it comes at the cost of sacrificing everything your family has and probably struggling for a while at best just to try to make this move work for you. Lock357 wrote, "Info, to be clear, she expects you to quit your job so she can have hers? I don't blame you for wanting to keep your good job. You've been there for a long time and it's not fair from what is described for you to have to lose that for her job. However, sounds like the pair of you need to communicate better. Surely there must be some compromise for you to keep your career and for her to feel supported or fulfilled. Also, hi, I'm Steven, and if you guys enjoy getting to decide whether or not all of these people are jerks, why not hit those like and subscribe buttons down below? That said, our next story is, am I the jerk for firmly telling my mom that my daughter will never be named after her daughter? Before I was born, my parents had a daughter, my sister. She died when she was 2 while mom was pregnant with me. Ever since the death, my mom has been stuck in grief and has been unable to move on in a healthy way. My dad bailed when I was a baby, and the relationship with my mom was rough. Growing up, I heard all about the sister who died before I was born. My mom would have us in extreme mourning on the anniversary, my sister's birthday, and the anniversary of the day she found out she was pregnant. She'd pull me out of school and I couldn't do anything those days. We didn't celebrate Christmas because mom said there was nothing worth celebrating without her. Mom would get upset if I wanted to celebrate my birthday. Then she'd throw parties and have photos of my sister displayed around the house and yard for everyone in attendance to see her. She told me it was also a way for me to have my sister at my birthday parties. Whenever I had friends over, she would talk an obsessive amount about my sister. She made them so uncomfortable. I started dating my wife as a teenager. I did my best to keep her away from mom. The first time they met, mom talked about my sister the whole time. Showed off her baby pictures and home movies of her and spoke nothing about me. My wife asked what I was like as a baby and asked to see photos of me, but mom couldn't stop talking about her most precious little girl. When I moved out of my mom's house, our relationship strained more because I refused to stop my life on those 3 days anymore, and I also started to celebrate Christmas. Mom was so mad. She yelled at me down the phone that I was a monster and how could I care so little about my sister being dead? I shouldn't be able to act like those days are normal days or like we have anything to be happy about at Christmas. We were very low contact for a few years, and then she reached out to me and we talked, and I told her she needed to get help because I could not live like that anymore, and I couldn't live with feeling like I didn't matter to her. She apologized and promised she would be better, and she was, until now. My wife and I are expecting a baby girl, and a few days ago, my mom declared that she couldn't wait to meet baby Ella. Ella being my sister's name. I told her we weren't using the name, and mom freaked. She told me I couldn't possibly have a little girl and not name her after my sister. She told me Ella deserved to be honored and remembered, and how could I do this to her and to my sister? And where is the love for my sister? I told her to stop. She said I had to use the name, and she would tell my wife the same thing. Her daughter deserved that. I told her I will never name my daughter after hers, and after seeing her reaction to me not using the name Ella, that I regretted us getting back in touch because she will never stop wanting everything to revolve around that loss. My mom called me an evil idiot for wanting to erase my sister. Am I the jerk? I surely hope that there's nobody out there that hears this story and goes, oh, Opie is the jerk, clearly. I mean, I just feel like there's no way anybody's going to hear this story and go, oh, of course Opie's being the jerk. It's all just ridiculous and overreaching, and I'm honestly surprised Opie even has to ask. Glimmer Seeker wrote, wow, this whole post is just sad. It sucks that your whole life has been about your mom grieving her daughter. It's too bad she didn't let herself enjoy being your mom. You are completely not the jerk here. This is your daughter, your and your wife's, and only the two of you get to name her. For your mom to have assumed she would be named Ella and then freak out when told otherwise just shows you that nothing has changed for her. Keep your distance for your own peace of mind. Congrats to you and your wife. Our next story is, am I the jerk for ignoring my husband during our flight when he expressed anxiety over flying? I, 33-year-old female, recently married my husband, 30-year-old male, and we took a 3-hour flight to Mexico for our honeymoon. I fly a lot for my job, so I've racked up a lot of miles. My husband isn't a big fan of flying, though he has gotten better and tends to just hold my hand and close his eyes during takeoff and landing. Mostly okay when in the air. When I booked our flights, I requested to use my points if an upgrade to business class became available, but made it clear I only wanted this upgrade if 2 seats became available, and then basically forgot about it. Then comes the day of our flight. I was so excited for this trip, I checked.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Storytime is sponsored by BetterHelp. Nearly everyone at some point in their life will struggle with their mental health, whether that's something stressful at work, in a personal relationship, or something else. I know that I really struggled with anxiety in my early 20s, and therapy was a massive help for me. That's why I'm a massive fan of therapy, and today's sponsor, BetterHelp. If there is anything in your life, big or small, that is negatively affecting you, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. It's an online therapy service that, after finishing a small questionnaire, will match you with a licensed therapist, where you can book appointments that match up with your schedule at any place or any time. And if you feel like you're not bonding with your therapist, you can switch at any point for free. Also, therapy isn't just if you're struggling with mental health. If you're looking for guidance or ways to improve your social skills, life, or relationships, it's a great judgment-free way of doing that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/StorytimePod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/StorytimePod. To sit online, all is going well, and then when we go to board, the person scanning out boarding passes stops us. She says it seems that my husband was upgraded to business class, but only him, and asks if that's okay. I immediately say no, we're on our honeymoon and would like to stay together, but then my husband jumps in and says, no, it's fine, I'll go in business class. I look at him in complete shock, and he tells me that I fly all the time and have been in business class before, but he hasn't, so he deserves a chance to experience it. I see we're holding up the line, so I feel like I just need to agree and get on the plane. To say I am ticked off is an understatement. He is all smiles, taking his seat, and I go back to my seat where they sit me next to an old woman with a baby on her lap, where my husband should be sitting. Within maybe 5 to 10 minutes of sitting there, trying to hold back tears because my husband left me alone on our flight during our honeymoon, and uses my points for his upgrade no less, he starts to text me saying he feels anxiety over flying. I ignore the texts and stop looking at my phone. Within maybe an hour after we're in the air, he comes to the back of the plane to find me, offers half of his business class breakfast, and asks me why I'm ignoring him. That he was scared and needed me to tell him it would be okay since I'm such an experienced flyer. I told him maybe that he should have thought about that before leaving me alone before our honeymoon even really began. He gets angry, tells me that this may be the only time he gets to fly business class, and he was giving me half his breakfast to make up for it, so I could at least be supportive of his genuine fear. I roll my eyes, sarcastically say, "Thanks," and he goes back up to his seat. When we landed, I try to move on and just forget about it so that we could just enjoy our honeymoon, but he guilt-tripped me about not comforting him via text before takeoff, and now I'm wondering if I'm being unreasonable and should have just let him enjoy his time in business class and ensure him it would be okay. So, am I the jerk? I don't think OP's the jerk here at all. I mean, even if it wasn't your honeymoon, just in general, I think it's a pretty jerk move to do. To immediately be like, "Oh yeah, okay, no, I'll take it. See you later, honey." It's really giving an energy of, "I am so happy to get this space alone." Owls and Cardinals wrote, "Not the jerk. Your husband made a really questionable decision, and he was essentially having to live with the consequence of the decision. He jumped at the chance to sit alone in biz class, and I guess it didn't occur to him how evidently very reliant he is on you during flying. Regardless of his phobia, he's a grown man, and it seems like he made it through takeoff just fine if he was asking your help when he'd already been served food. It's like he was using his need for you as a weapon to make you feel obligated to forgive him for making a pretty crappy choice, given that it was your honeymoon." Our next story is, am I the jerk for telling my mom I'll never let her husband adopt me and she needs to get over it? My parents broke up when my mom was pregnant with me. My dad was in the military when I was little, and when I was 5, he came home all freaked up from what he had seen and he was never the same again. He ended up doing drugs because medications and therapy weren't helping him, and he was doing really badly. I'd see him cry a lot and hold his head, and I know he had flashbacks and relived stuff while I was there. But I never felt unsafe, just really sad that my dad was hurting. My mom ended up suing for full custody and got more custody of me, but I still got to see my dad every other weekend. Mom hated it and tried to fight that, but the court-appointed therapist said I should still have every other weekend with dad. Mom got married to Dan when I was 9. After they got married, the two of them sat me down and asked me how I'd like Dan to be my dad legally, and we could be a family, all three of us. I told them I already had a dad and I didn't want another one. We went back to court, and I found out while speaking to the judge that it was because Mom had tried to sever Dad's parental rights and put in a petition for Dan to adopt me. The judge asked me how I felt about it, and I got so scared that he would do it, and I begged him not to, and I said I didn't want Dan to be my dad and I didn't want to lose my dad. The judge listened and denied the adoption request. Mom and Dan still fight against me seeing Dad. Mom has taken my phone away from me a few times because Dad and I would text during the week. When I was 12, Mom told me Dad had picked drugs over me, and I have Dan now who would never do that to me. She told me he would be a much better father. I told her Dan wasn't my dad, and no matter how much she hates Dad or thinks he's terrible, I disagree and I love him, and Dan will never be able to compete with that. Dan has asked me himself a few times to let him adopt me. He told me he loves me and wants so badly to be able to look after me. He told me if anything happened to Mom, he would hate to see me live with Dad and be taking care of him. I told him I would rather be with my dad than stay with him, someone who isn't my dad. He got mad a couple of times, and a couple of other times he told me I was showing how young I was. I'm 15 now, by the way. So my mom decided to approach Dad and ask him to willingly give up his rights so Dan can adopt me, and she would let him call once a week and see me once every 2 months. Dad said no, and Mom cursed him out. I waited until she was done, and I told her I'll never let her husband adopt me, and she needs to get over it. She told me she cannot understand me dismissing a good man who loves me and would do anything for a man who can't get off drugs for me. I told her Dan doesn't have to live with the demons my dad does. She told me I'll regret my decision in the future, and I'm being stubborn for no reason. Am I the jerk? OP's absolutely not the jerk. And this is how you raise your kid to never speak to you again? I bet you guys $1 million once OP's living on their own, they're not going to be the one initiating much talk with their mom. Their dad, on the other hand, they might want to actually reach out to somebody like that. Mean Nefariousness 25 wrote, not the jerk. As someone who's adopted and grew up with separated adoptive parents from an early age, I am not a fan of some outsider trying to claim me. My stepdad pulled something similar when I was in middle school, while my father who adopted me was still very much in my life. It's one thing if you think of him as a father, but it seems like you don't. So having that role forced onto you is extremely unfair in my opinion, regardless of what his intentions are or how pure they may be. If Dan wants to support you, he can easily do that without getting the law involved. I feel like there's more to why he's wanting this than meets the eye. Our next story is, would I be the jerk for accepting an heirloom instead of giving it to my adopted cousin? My 18-year-old female grandma, who passed before I was born, had a beautiful jewelry set passed down from the women in her family. In her will, as she had no daughter, she asked her eldest son, my Uncle Jim, 51-year-old male, to take care of the jewelry. I've only seen pictures of...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The set growing up. Uncle Jim's been married for 8 years to Uncle Bob, 45-year-old male. He adopted Uncle Bob's daughter, Laura, 19-year-old female, a few years after. Laura and I got along okay as the only girls in our generation, though we have our own interests. Uncle Jim was recently diagnosed with cancer, and he started putting together his will. A week before, my family heard that Uncle Jim had a fight with Uncle Bob and went to stay with his friend. And last we knew, he took a spontaneous vacation overseas. A few days later, Laura and Uncle Bob asked to meet me. Apparently, the reason they fought was because Uncle Jim decided to leave the jewelry set to me in his will. He argued with Uncle Bob that my grandma would have wanted me, her biological grandchild, to have the jewelry. Uncle Bob and Laura argued that since he adopted Laura, Laura is now the oldest girl in this generation and deserves the jewelry set. Uncle Jim stood his grounds, they fought, and he left. They asked me to convince Uncle Jim to give Laura the jewelry set, saying it would be the right thing to do. I, however, felt that if Uncle Jim believed the jewelry should belong to me, who am I to question his decision? I told Laura and Uncle Bob that I would do as Uncle Jim wanted me to. They called me a greedy jerk. Would I be the jerk for accepting the jewelry set? Well, first of all, it's Uncle Jim's belongings to pass down however they see fit. Secondly, if this item has this history of staying in the biological family, somebody who was brought into the family around 10 or 11 and adopted at 13, I guess it just shouldn't come as a surprise that somebody like that would not be considered for something that's been a biological heirloom. Even Enthusiasm7223 wrote, "Not the jerk, you are in the bloodline for the passed down family item. The only reason they're calling you greedy is because they want the item, so I guess they're the ones who are greedy, but it's no one's choice but your uncle's. And if that one inheritance can cause that big a fight, then apparently there wasn't much of a relationship between the two men to begin with. Basically, you should just stay out of it because it's not your decision either. I would tell them that I'm going to follow whatever my uncle wants to do with it, and then that will be the end of it. If I get it, then it's mine. If you get it, then it's yours. I'm not going to split it, I'm not going to share it, I'm going to listen to my uncle, because I'm not going to ask you to split or share it either." Our next story is, am I the jerk for telling my husband's cousin she shouldn't have thrown a gender reveal party? Both me, female 29, and my husband's cousin Lena, fake name 27-year-old female, are pregnant. I'm due in late May while she's due in August. My baby will be my second child. I have a 3-year-old son, and hers is her first. Lena and I aren't particularly close, and to be honest, I'm not fond of her, but since we're both pregnant, we've been talking more often than usual. It was during those conversations that she expressed wanting a baby girl. She specifically said she couldn't see herself raising a boy. Last month, Lena hosted a gender reveal party and found out she was having a son. She was visibly disappointed after finding out the sex of her baby. She threw on a fake smile during the actual reveal, but didn't keep it up for long. For the rest of the party, Lena remained frustrated and was cold and short with everyone who tried to congratulate her. I don't know if Lena told anyone else that she wanted a girl, but her disappointment has gotten pretty obvious. Since her party, she's been less excited about her pregnancy. We've been speaking less because she doesn't even want to talk about her baby anymore. Her sadness has earned her some sympathy and support from my in-laws. My baby shower will take place this weekend. I'm having a girl, but my husband and I decided to wait until birth to reveal that. As such, none of my in-laws have been informed. A couple days ago, Lena called to ask about my baby's gender. She said that if I'm expecting a girl, she won't come to the baby shower. When I asked why, she said she's still mourning her daughter and doesn't want to be reminded that she's not having a girl. She also said that since she'd shared her reveal with the family, it was only fair I told her. I reminded her we weren't telling anyone until birth, but told her she was welcome to avoid the shower if she wasn't comfortable attending. Lena continued to pressure me to tell her, but I stood my ground. After some back and forth, she told me I was being inconsiderate, as I knew how devastated she'd been. She said she deserved to know if I was about to rub my happiness in her face. That's when I ran out of patience. I told Lena that if having a boy was that awful to her, she shouldn't have thrown herself at gender reveal in the first place. I said that she could stop celebrating her pregnancy if she wanted to, but she can't dictate what I do about mine. Lena is furious. She told my in-laws that I was kicking her out of my baby shower. I told everyone the truth, but many are still on her side. They're saying that it's rude of me to dismiss Lena's pain, and that I should be more graceful towards her. My husband is completely on my side, as is my brother-in-law. As much as I don't think I was wrong to stand my ground, I do recognize that her feelings towards her baby are none of my business. I was both frustrated and exhausted at the time, and I know I would have reacted differently otherwise. Am I the jerk? OP's pretty firmly in not the jerk territory here. I mean, whatever Lena's feeling does not have any impact on how OP should celebrate things. If she can't get over it, sure, don't come to OP's baby shower. But don't try to bully OP into revealing their gender early so you can decide whether or not you're supposed to be upset. I just feel bad for the kid who's going to grow up with a mom who didn't actually want them. I mean, how about the burden of carrying that knowledge around anytime you might see that kid in the family? Trevina Ice wrote, "Not the jerk," and Lena is really a jerk to their child. The poor boy, being hated by his mother because of his gender. Yes, Lena could have been disappointed at her reveal, but by now she should be over it. She sounds childish, and I'm worried about the little boy. If you'll ever feel love, or if you'll always be the boy who ruined Lena's chance to have a firstborn daughter. Celebrate your baby shower the way you want, and kick Lena out, as you don't need this kind of negativity around for your celebration. Our next story is, am I the jerk for getting upset that he's trying to dictate where my funds go? I get a little over $600 a month from disability. It's very little, but it's more than enough to cover my personal bills and to cover diapers and wipes for my kids. Next month, I calculated the funds to allow me to purchase a new cheap office chair for my desk. The chair I'm currently using is hurting my back and hips very badly to the point I can barely get out of bed the next day. It's not an office chair, but one of those novelty type chairs I've just been using in the meantime until I get a better chair. It's very uncomfortable, especially for longer periods of time. My fiance woke me up this morning to tell me that I was stupid to even consider buying a new chair when I already have one that I've been using. He went on to tell me about past purchases and how I was stupid to spend the money on those, such as a book bag when I don't go to school anymore. I bought it to keep my self-study books in. A gaming console I don't use often, apparently. I use it nearly weekly, I just don't have the time to spend every single day playing games. A desk that broke in a year, I needed a desk. I went out of my way to try to find a very cheap, within-budget desk. It worked while I had it, etc. Because of all this, he is still going on, and I got upset. When he asked why I'm upset, I told him, because you literally woke me up early this morning just to witch at me about how I spend my money. You're acting like my sister. My sister treats me like a small child, basically. She's never once acted like I'm an adult, despite me being almost 30. Now he's angry at me and telling me I have no right to be upset. I could maybe understand his viewpoint, but I carefully calculated this chair into my check. I won't buy it until after all the other bills are paid and diapers and wipes are bought. Nothing is being put aside for this purchase. My kids' needs will be met next month. I'll still have extra money left over after the chair, too, for emergencies. Just $100 less than if I didn't buy the chair. Am I the jerk here for getting upset that he's trying to tell me how to spend my disability check? I don't think OP's the jerk, but I think they've got a long way to go and a lot of reconsideration to be done in their relationship here. I mean, it just seems like them and their partner are on very different wavelengths on how to handle money, what's important, I mean, purchasing decisions, maybe even just controlling behavior. Rob's Watch wrote, "Not the jerk for being upset that he's telling you how to spend your disability check, but why are you engaged to someone whose outlook on how finances should be prioritized and managed is different from yours? In my opinion, that's like being with someone whose outlook on how to raise kids is different from yours. It's a recipe for divorce. I think that if you get married, he's going to be even more insistent that you consider his wishes and how you spend your money." This next story is, am I the jerk for how I checked my pregnant neighbor for how she was acting with my husband? My family, me, husband, two daughters, live directly across from our neighbor, Aide, who is, from what I remember, 6 months pregnant. Our neighborhood grew close when her husband died 2 months ago due to a drunk driver. The entire neighborhood basically came to help, and even now the community still does semi-monthly-ish barbecues and stuff. We know how it felt to have a parent absent. Now, no, my husband did not die, but he was still deployed when we were pregnant with our first. I know that this is not the same thing she is going through. So we often checked on her, invited her over, conversations on how to handle being on your own while pregnant. For a couple weeks now, she's been asking my husband to be her handyman. My husband has no issue with this, and neither did I, until a week or so ago. She asks my husband for help over the simplest things and barely talks to me anymore. Most times, she'll knock, ask if my husband is home, and if I say no, she tells me to let him know she needs him and walks off. No talking, having chai together, nothing. I can admit that I'm a little bit jealous and felt weird about this. It was like she was only wanting my husband around. I tried to push these feelings aside until the first incident. Basically, she knocked on my door and handed a covered plate of cookies. I got excited and started to thank her, how the girls love cookies. But she interrupted me and told me that these were strictly for my husband, not for us. I had a sour taste in my mouth and thanked her. It made me feel like she was trying to have a big house and little house situation. I let my husband know what happened and how I felt. He assured me nothing was going on, no doubt. But he also agreed that what she did was disrespectful. We agreed he would stop going over. He would give her the numbers of men he knows who do maintenance. She has been cold with us. The second incident happened when the community was having a barbecue in our neighborhood park. The children were running around and us adults were sitting with the lawn chairs talking about whatever. Aide piped up and said how she was grateful to us all for helping her. Even me, after, "It was strange how you basically forbid your husband to come over to help anymore." I got a little mad, like I was slapped by God himself, and just said, "Well, baking a gift for my husband only, and saying his wife and daughters aren't included is strange too." Another neighbor changed the topic. It was awkward. I'm sure there's gossip and whatnot. On one hand, I know she must still be grieving and maybe she's just looking to have someone to be there for her. On the other hand, I feel like the incident with the cookies and then the barbecue makes me feel disrespected. My husband is not happy with how I responded. He said it's not my job to check someone and I should have just let her talk. I guess I just want to know if I was a jealous jerk through all of this. I don't really have anyone I could talk to about this personally. I think it might maybe get a little subjective, but personally, I don't think OP's the jerk. I don't think they're out of line for what they said at the barbecue. In front of everybody, if you're gonna try to call somebody out for being a jerk like that, that person that's getting called out deserves to add to it to provide some much-needed context. You baked cookies and said, "Hey, these are only for your husband, not you or your kids. With my husband going over there and helping you out all the time, how is that supposed to make somebody feel?" Cheerily Terrified wrote, "Not the jerk. I get that she's grieving and probably not in her right mind, but the cookies thing was weird. If she'd said, 'I made them for husband, as a thanks for all the work he's done for me,' that's fair, but to say they are strictly just for him, that's weird. And you were basically politely letting it go until she called you out in public, so I think it's fair to answer her in public. Plus, honestly, how much DIY or maintenance help does one house need? It's been 2 months since her husband died and your husband has had to go over multiple times? As a single woman who is useless at DIY and has to get someone in to fix almost anything, I don't have people calling monthly, never mind weekly, so what do you guys think? But with that being said, that's all the time we have for today. Now, if you want to hear another absolutely crazy Am I the Jerk Here story, check out that video on the left. Or if you missed my latest video, check out that video on the right. That said, I'll see you all next time with some more stories.